What happened? How'd you end up there?
Jory was born on August 11th, back in 1991, and the night after she was born, our doctor realized that something was wrong with her breathing. They diagnosed her with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which basically means the left side of the heart did not develop.
Some days feel my soul has left my body, feel I'm floating high above me, like I'm looking down upon me.
The doctors came and explained everything to us, and they gave us three options. And they said that there was a three-stage procedure, or we could wait on a heart transplant. And the third option was just to keep her comfortable and bring her home.
Sometimes I feel like it's all been done.
It was terrifying.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one.
But after she had her surgery, she did well. She came off the ventilator in 2 days, and I was able to hold her, and she did well after that.
You're too tired to fight and yet too scared to run. I never stop for a minute. I think about things I really don't wanna know.
It was just scary, even, you know, being by yourself, because you just, I didn't know what to expect.
Without you, I'm a liner stranded in an ice floe.
I wasn't even real sure how to care for a baby, much less how to care for a baby with a heart problem, such a serious heart problem as that.
I feel like a thief who has no face.
Shortly after she turned 15, she had just started ninth grade. Teacher called me and said that she was crying and just didn't seem herself. So one of the counselors was walking us to the nurse. We had not even gotten halfway there when Jory began to kind of collapse.
Sometimes I
We went to the emergency room here, and her heart was failing much faster than what he had thought, and that she was going to need the transplant and would not be able to go home until she did get one.
Sometimes I wonder why I was ever born. I never stopped for a minute. I think about things I really don't want to know.
It's difficult because you don't know how long you're waiting. And I began praying that night that whoever the donor would be, that they would know the Lord and that their family would, because I remember that just like it was today. I just froze because I was like, Lord, how can I pray this prayer? How can I pray this? Because that means that someone else will be given their life. Then I knew the only thing I could do was pray that that person would know God, because I wanted Jory to live and I wanted her to have a good heart. The gift that that family gave us, Jory's healthier than she's ever been. She walks on the treadmill. She doesn't get tired. She can do anything.